happens in baby prayer is we're always praying for our wants. In the recovery program, we learn something about prayer. We learn to seek, we learn to reach out, we learn to touch our higher power, and we learn to ask. But then we don't look for our wants. We're open to our needs. People always say to me, I prayed and I prayed and prayed, and God doesn't answer my prayers. And my response is very simple. Yes, he did. He said no. See, so many of us don't want to hear the things we have to hear. I warn people on the program all the time, be very careful, because if you pray, your prayers will be answered. They may not be answered the way you want them to be answered, but they will be answered. The problem is, are we open? Do we listen to the answers? That's why it's kind of interesting as we begin to grow up and become adults, we develop a new type of prayer. I have a nickname for this prayer. I call it the Addict's Prayer. It's called Let's Make a Deal. One of the things we do all the time is we're always getting involved in this crazy concept of prayer, telling God, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Isn't it amazing in our society how whenever we get in trouble, whenever things happen to us, all of a sudden we pray. Before that, we don't pray. We always look for things to get us out of trouble. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you get me out of this jam, I'll make the following 45 promises to you. That's amazing what we do. Once we get out of the jam, then we change our prayer to what I call plea bargaining prayer. Well, now, God, you don't really expect me to do all those things now, do you? I'll tell you what, I'll just do a couple of them. We're always gaming. We're always playing games because everything we do when we talk about prayer is this very false concept of prayer. The prayer we talk about in the program is not the Addict's Prayer or the baby prayer. The prayer we talk about in the program is called prayer of the gut, prayer of the heart, prayer that comes from deep inside of me, that comes from my center, that comes from my spiritual core. This type of prayer comes from my pain, comes from my hurt. You see, what I have to do is I have to learn not to keep stuff inside of me, but I have to learn to share and communicate my pain and my hurt. I have to learn to share it with others. I also have to learn how to develop inside of myself that sense of communicating with my higher power, my higher self, centering myself, finding peace inside of me. I have to be able to communicate. The greatest prayer in the world is to communicate your feelings, to communicate what's happening to you. I was talking to a gentleman one time and he said to me, you know, I really have an issue with God. And I said, yeah, tell me about it. He said, well, you know, I keep wondering and getting mad at God all the time. I said, great. He said, I even curse him out. I said, great. I said, what are you doing? He said, remember something about God. God is basically a connection to you. If you're angry, if you're frustrated, then express what's going on inside of you. Real prayer is prayer of the gut, prayer that comes from your gut. What's so important sometimes is that our crying is our prayer. Many of us are scared to cry. We're scared to hurt. We're scared to go through pain. It's okay. See, what we're doing is we're just simply being honest. We're feeling. And sometimes it's so beautiful to communicate to our higher power just how we feel. And on some days, we're just so angry and so frustrated. And that's okay, too. I always love telling the story of a gentleman I met years and years ago. He's a street wino, kind of an interesting person. I used to work at the halfway house years ago. He lived with us. And he had this old crucifix. And I used to really get kind of a big kick out of him because he used to always tell me about how he used to pray to God, and he carried this little crucifix around with him. No matter where he went, it was based on what kind of mood he was in, you could tell, because if he was kind of in a good mood, the crucifix was laying on his pillow face up. If he was in a bad mood, the crucifix was face down. If he was having a real hard day, the crucifix was under his pillow. And he always said that, today, God left me. So he went under the pillow. He always had this concept and this honesty with his higher power and with his God.